In about 1 year from today, if you can believe it, New Hampshire voters will participate in the 2020 presidential primary, famous, of course, for its longtime status as being first in the nation. The small state's outsized political role has made it a must-stop for politicians of all levels of popularity, and the list of politicians who've visited the state so far is growing fast, including a few visits from Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren.
So this is great. I am so excited to be here. You know, this is just coming to see our next-door neighbors.
But this cycle, as other states move their primaries earlier, the role of the New Hampshire primary in the national race might be changing. Here to talk with us is Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter who follows Granite State politics very closely. Josh, welcome back to Next. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be here with you.
So first of all, big picture, why is the New Hampshire primary so important?
I mean, the kind of rule of thumb is that there are sort of three tickets out of New Hampshire is the kind of truism that people say, meaning that you need to come in first, second, and third to get on to the next voting states. And, you know, that may have been somewhat true in the past, given the size of the field, given the way that early voting is encroaching on New Hampshire's primacy, given that there's only a week between Iowa and New Hampshire, and now with early voting, there's not much time afterwards when there are going to be huge votes in states like California and, you know, Texas and Massachusetts. You know, those are all states, particularly in a Democratic year, that candidates are going to want to win. There are a lot of delegates at stake there. So how this is all going to play out this year, you know, it's unknown at this point, but you know, doing well in the New Hampshire primary is certainly something that anyone running for president wouldn't mind doing.
Explain a little bit about some of the conventions that candidates have to partake in, the things that you just must do if you're going to be part of the New Hampshire primary, places you have to stop, people you have to talk to. What does it look like for people who are coming through?
Well, whether or not you actually have to do these things, again, is an open question. I mean, traditionally, New Hampshire is a place where it's expected that you'll do some retail campaigning. You'll visit diners. You'll attend house parties. You'll have to stare voters face to face as they ask you questions about matters profound and parochial. And you're expected to demonstrate some sort of authenticity, some sort of ability to connect to voters. You know, the subset of voters who actually participate in these things, be it dealing with candidates at a coffee shop or a house party, is relatively small. But it is definitely true that the political culture here is such that a voter who wants to go face to face with somebody who might be the next president of the country can do so. And while the fact that all of this plays out on cable TV to the degree that it may not have a generation ago certainly affects the way everybody acts, but, you know, candidates have to stare voters in the face here. And that's something that you might not get in a bigger state.
Did Donald Trump change things forever for New Hampshire in the way that he conducted his campaign in the state last time around?
Well, Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders both defied a lot of the sort of truisms about New Hampshire politics and competing in the primary. The kind of beau ideal of the primary, people think of John McCain. He held, you know, 100-odd town hall meetings the years that he won here and would stay and take every question until people were tired out. You know, Donald Trump largely skipped that. He spent time in New Hampshire and, you know, had a few events that were small enough to be considered kind of nods at a style of retail politicking. But he held huge rallies. Bernie Sanders did much the same. Both of them won easily last time. So whether or not those were kind of one-offs or shape of things to come, we don't know. I mean, this year there are many, many candidates running. And thus far, there's been a lot of traditional New Hampshire-style campaigning. It's obviously very early, but you know, New Hampshire primary watchers and voters here spend a lot of time, perhaps too much time, evaluating the primary through the lens of, you know, the mythology that's been – the reality and the mythology that voters here have created about it. And so that's one thing a lot of primary watchers – and there are a lot of people with real, like, sort of vested interests in maintaining the New Hampshire tradition. And that may be people who, you know, have business interests tied to the primary, or also just, you know, people who are proud of New Hampshire going first.
Here's a New Hampshire resident, Arnie Arneson, speaking with NPR's Asma Khalid.
I think that it's time for us to start creating a new bench. And the new bench isn't old. It shouldn't be white. It probably shouldn't be male.
It's an interesting view, Josh, because you have Bernie Sanders, who obviously very popular in that state from neighboring Vermont. Elizabeth Warren, very popular in the region from neighboring Massachusetts. Two stalwarts of the liberal branch of the Democratic Party. And as you say, this has been a year in which liberals are looking for not necessarily just that voice or those policy proposals, but also for maybe someone who comes from a little bit different background. Are you hearing that from voters?
Well, certainly. I'm hearing that from a lot of voters. I was talking to somebody the other day who said, you know, my one litmus test for me is, and this is somebody in there, this is somebody who just turned 40, and they said, if the candidate is somebody who has a child old enough that I could plausibly be friends with them, then they're off the table for me. And so that's something I certainly have not heard in the past. I mean, in terms of Sanders and Warren, I mean, one thing that's interesting is that they're obviously both from neighboring states. New Hampshire has traditionally been a friendly place for candidates from neighboring states, regardless of party, be they, you know, people from Massachusetts or Vermont or Maine, really, and going back a ways. And for Sanders, should he run? And for Elizabeth Warren, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that they see New Hampshire as a place that they better do well if they hope to do well in the race.
So, Josh, before I let you go, I want to ask one other thing. And you've been a political reporter in New Hampshire for a long time. Maybe you could just paint a picture for us, for our listeners, about what it's like to be a political reporter in New Hampshire as you head into such an important election in 2020, as you head into the New Hampshire primary. I mean, give me a sense of the things you're looking at and the things that you care about as you prepare to have this onslaught of people coming through your state.
Well, I mean, right now, like, what I'm focusing on is just trying to get in the room with these candidates, get a sense of what they're like, get a sense of the almost bodily response the crowd has to them, whether or not people are drawn to them, whether or not people are hanging out after they're done talking, or whether they're just kind of bolting. You're trying to get a sense of, you know, with so many Democrats running, there's a question about how many local political allies and operatives there are who know New Hampshire well, who are hireable, or whether they're all kind of off the market. There's that level of scrutiny. And it's also just talking to voters and finding out what they are looking for, because there is something in this field for most people, Democrats at this point. And, you know, it's hard to keep them straight, frankly. It's hard to go to all the events. You know, right now I'm the main reporter for we'll kind of farm more of this out to my colleagues, but right now, you know, I'm skipping events every day because there's just so many candidates visiting at this point. And you know, a year out, it's time to get going for these people in such a big field. But, you know, we're a long ways from knowing who the voters will gravitate to. And, you know, in talking to voters, a lot of them are happy to kick the tires for a long time here. I've heard very little for, like, I'm going to vote for Elizabeth Warren, or Bernie must absolutely get in the race for me to be satisfied.
It's going to be a very interesting year for you. I want to thank Josh Rogers, NHPR senior political reporter. Thanks so much, Josh. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, John.
Listen to Next on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.